Hi, this is Larry London. Welcome to Border Crossings. In our studios today, we have a group of musicians from South Carolina who are on their very first tour together, and they're known as Midnight Endeavor. We'd like to welcome to D.C. the guys in Midnight Endeavor.
Howdy.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, guys.
Great to have you in our studios. First, introduce yourselves, since we got all four of you here.
Hey, my name's Brennan. I play bass in the band.
Hey, I'm Will Mahoney, and I play guitar.
I am Josh, lead vocals and rhythm guitar.
And I'm Roger. I play drums.
All right. Well, welcome, guys. And I think, Will, you've got your own parking space downstairs, I understand. You were here before.
Yep.
With
yep.
another musician.
Yep. We got
with
here early.
Band. Yes,
so
sir.
It's very common, I guess, for everybody to do other projects at the same time. And
yes.
you're all involved with other bands still? Or?
Yep.
That's correct.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah. To this very moment.
Oh, wow. And is it the same kind of music you're making with Midnight Endeavor?
No.
Why
not at all.
Way different. Yeah.
Oh, that's interesting. So why does a musician choose to do different kinds of things than what you like doing? Or maybe you like both different kinds of music. But the question would be, is doesn't it confuse your fans if you're one minute you're a jazz band and the next minute you're an Afro-punk band or something else?
Well, it's not the same group of people. That's the main difference. Mm-hmm. So whenever I'm playing with Stoplight, I'm playing a different instrument, and it's a whole different ensemble of people, much like Brennan himself. He plays with a different band
mm-hmm.
as well.
I play in a group called Whitehall. It's, you know, it's an indie rock group, and it's fun for me, you know, artistically to flex different muscles and things like mm-hmm. that. So.
And what happens yeah. when one of your other bands is becoming very successful and this one isn't? And what do you do? Ooh. Turn to the other guys and say, out of here. What do you do?
We duke it out. We fight.
Yeah, we duke it out. We fight each other. We make it work. So far, it's been kind of rough, but we make it work, you know, like we all love each other. So.
And how did you meet in South Carolina?
Oh.
I read on Tinder.
Yeah. It's
so
a
explain
long
that.
Story.
Oh, well, we got time.
Well, I'll let you start this.
All right. So basically, Josh and I have a mutual friend. The two people that originally started the project were Josh and I. Josh and I met over at my friend Logan Crank's house, and we just started playing some guitar with each other. He messaged me on Facebook a while before, and since I was touring with my other group, I didn't want to stretch myself too thin. Now I have. But Josh and I met up. We started playing guitar together, and it was just one of those moments where I was like, I know I want to play with him. It was some weird visceral feeling, mm-hmm. and it was so wonderful to just meet him, but let alone a couple months later, I was single at the time, and him and my friend Logan told me to download Tinder and just cause to get back out there, you know, to mm-hmm. try to
in the dating world.
In the dating world,
because a lot of people
much.
In the world have no idea what I'm talking about or we're talking about. Tinder is a dating app.
It yes. is a dating app.
Very common
yes.
in the United States. Very popular. There's many of them, and Tinder's one of
yeah,
them.
Yeah, Tinder, Bumble, everything.
Sure.
But through the app Tinder, Josh and I matched with three of the same girls who happened to all be friends with each other. And believe it or not, Josh matched with who is now my current girlfriend. Her name's Megan.
Yep.
Hey, Megan.
Wow.
And it was really funny because we all met up over at Josh's mom's house. And that was a wild party time of drinking wine, smoking Camel Blue cigarettes, and just nonstop partying for about 2.5 months.
Yeah, 2.5
and
months.
And then also writing music.
Mm-hmm.
In that house is kind of where the sound kind of comes from.
And how did the other two guys come into the fold? If the two of you met on Tinder, then where do the other two join in?
Well, originally we had an original drummer, Logan, but he didn't work out. He's friends with Roger, and he asked Roger to play with us, and we immediately clicked when I met him.
Yep.
And he was originally the bass player.
Yep.
Yeah, so, but I wanted him to play guitar because we couldn't find a guitar player. So, you know, he was like, oh, I know this bass player, Brennan,
yep.
the
yep.
best one in Charleston.
Yep, he was my number one person to call just because I knew who he was, and I'm a huge fan of his band, Whitehall,
mm-hmm.
and I just had we auditioned at college. Mm-hmm. At the same time, both didn't get accepted to the same college. Both ended up at the same college. And
wow.
Yeah.
It's a book. I think there's a book coming.
Yeah.
And
save it for a memoir. Yeah.
yeah. But Brennan was the first person I had to call. So.
All right. Well, we've got Midnight Endeavor in our studio, so if you guys wouldn't mind doing a song for us, we'd love to hear some music.
Yep, yep, yep.
You guys
yep.
ready?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
scar. She said, I know you're full of trouble, but most guys are. You called and asked me twice, but I can't stop thinking about you. She said, you're one big lie, but she doesn't mind. Take your time. She's got a girl like no other. She's got me thinking of love her. Skinny jeans sewing up to your waist. You've got a style nobody can replace. She's 18, beauty queen from the top down. Says yes, and I'll be the best in your bed now. Don't play around, you've got me down on my back now. It's something about the way you keep your chest out, she's got a groove like no other, she's got me thinking of lover, the skinny jeans sewing up to your waist. Got a style nobody can replace. Oh, she's got a groove like no other. She's got me thinking of lover. The skinny jeans sewing up to your waist. You've got a style nobody can replace. She's got a groove like no other.
Thank you. Ever.
Thank you.
And that's what happens when funk rhythm meets mischief and romance.
Yep.
That's
a good way to put it. Yeah.
Well, that's how your bio put it.
Oh, cool.
So I'm just kind of wondering, is that what you model yourself to be? Is that really the sound you're after?
Quite literally, yes.
Really?
Yeah. It all goes back to the Tinder house. It all circulates.
Well, it's based off of Josh's base of music is from his dad's
My dad played like Whitesnake, John Waite, stuff all the time, Journey.
That's all I grew
up listening to. And I don't know, it just stuck. I wouldn't say I'm picky when I listen to music. Well, yeah, I kind of am.
Josh,
I like very like melodic, like pop driven stuff, you know?
Okay.
That's just what I'm into, and that's kind of, you know, how I like to write lyrics and et cetera.
So what are you listening to? Give us some examples.
I'm like modern day music,
right?
Cherry
now,
Pools. I'm listening to No Rome, Pale Waves.
The 1975.
Okay. Let's not forget them.
Yeah. But I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're huge, man.
Yeah.
Well, that's great. So you guys get quite a variety of influences when you write your songs. And who does the writing? Is it one person? Is it a collective effort?
It's mainly Josh.
Yeah. What happens is I usually like write a song from like start to finish, and then I'm like, here you go, guys. Do what you want with this. Mm-hmm. And like they come in and they like change and like, this is how we can make it better.
Mm-hmm.
And then the song forms into us rather not me. So it's like, you know, I birth the child, they raise it.
Mm-hmm.
So,
we're basically,
yeah.
We're basic
parents.
Yes.
We basically go in and say, no, this is boring. Let's make it less boring.
Not all the time. He's a great songwriter.
Thank you.
And who decides what nail polish color each guy gets? I mean,
I don't know. We just kind of, I was like, we all kind of thought like Brennan would be baby blue, and
yeah, it seems like me. I don't know.
It fits your personality.
I'm like the diva, so like
you get the bright red.
Yeah, and Roger's just like sad all the time,
and so he gets black.
Yeah,
and mine is just worn off. I'm just
yours
golden.
Is worn off, peeling gold.
Yeah.
And
gold.
I got nothing.
Yeah. What are you nothing. Doing?
We have some more in the van if
thinking.
You want some.
All right,
yeah,
we'll mix
takes,
one color all together.
Yeah,
see what comes up with. How did you guys come up with your name, Midnight Endeavor? That's a good name. I like it.
You want me to explain?
Yeah, of course.
Well, I don't. I was at work when I thought about this, but I'm just thinking about all the time I spend on the road at like midnight, mm-hmm. like jamming your favorite tunes, like going out, you know, picking up girls, whatever it is, man. And I'm on an endeavor, you know, a journey, a mission, and midnight endeavor. Mm-hmm. I just thought of it at work, and boom, that was it.
Mm-hmm. Best way to describe it is high school romance, mm-hmm. and just all the little after hours like trouble you get into. Because mm-hmm. One thing I related to is my dad was always like, nothing good happens after midnight, but that's where all the fun actually happens.
I've used that saying for my daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, because of guys like you.
No, we're really actually boring. I think I went to bed at like 9:30 last night.
Yeah, we went to bed early. We just
yeah, they're
the
all yawning here because we went to bed so early.
Yeah. We went and had dinner with his grandparents. Yeah, they're the one that kept us up late.
Yeah. So. We're trying to go to sleep. He's trying to talk about like all sorts of deep subjects.
It's just we listen to podcasts while we're on the road. We all read books. Like, yeah. We're all like super boring guys. It's just like
write about things that
through our music.
Yes,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. Exactly.
Well, I don't think you're boring. I'm sure that there's a lot of stories to be told.
Contradict
that statement, but
yeah, probably.
When you're on the road, you know, so that people get an understanding of what you guys are going through, because it's very early, your very first tour, and you're an independent band,
of course.
And people think flying first class and luxury tour buses, and
no. Sleeping on floors, eating gas station hot dogs. Well, at least me. These guys won't do that, but when I'm starving, I will.
Mm-hmm. It's because everyone else has toured other than Josh before.
Yeah, this is my first tour. Everyone else has toured. Yeah,
I gotcha.
But this is our first time touring together, and definitely on our budget, it was let's borrow Josh's stepdad's Tahoe.
Yep.
And then rent a U-Haul from the sketchiest gas station that you can find.
The U-Haul wasn't even in the parking lot. It was like in the woods next to the tree.
Yeah.
Had to pull some bodies out.
Pretty much.
We literally checked.
I was like, there might be some bodies in it. But
not as very glamorous, but very fun.
I understand really the Charleston music scene's pretty good.
It is.
There's so many
bands
there.
So many bands.
It's really inspiring to be surrounded by a scene that's so like supportive, you know. Mm-hmm. It's a smaller city, but all the bands are like really, really great and really want to help each other out. So it's really fun. Like we all play in other bands and they're all cool with us touring with other bands, and it's like it's a cool community down there. If you ever have a chance to get down there, check out some of the bands.
Has it always been music for all of you guys? For as far back as you can remember?
Pretty much.
This was the path you wanted to be on?
For me, I joined my first band. I have two other brothers, and we started a band when we were 5. Mm-hmm. And from there, we've just kind of progressed. And so for me, it's always been music. Okay. That's what I've kind of.
Anybody ever tell you look like Bill Hader from Saturday
Night
Live?
Yes, a lot of people tell me that.
Of course.
No
doubt about it. Okay, and you, is it always music?
I grew up with like my dad's a musician, and I grew up with the opportunity to play music all the time. He was buying me guitars and stuff when I was young, and like I didn't have the patience for it at first. So I started like skateboarding and like working on car. I had a huge car thing. Thankfully, I'm out of that. Sold the car. Bought a Prius. I'm safe now. The past 2 years, it just hit me. I was like, you know what? Like, music looks fun now. And I still had all these guitars for my dad, and I started playing guitar. I was horrible. Mm-hmm. And 2 years later, here we are. I think we're starting to, do pretty cool things.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like your dad was a major influence in
all of this. Influence. Yeah. If it weren't for my dad, that amp wouldn't be here. My dad has helped us a tremendous amount.
That's great.
So, yeah.
Talk to a lot of bands, and they say, why did you get into this? And they'll say, the girls.
Really?
And you touched on the girls earlier, but it seems like there's a lot more than just the girls, which is okay.
It's a lot of fun, but I don't know. It's a really good feeling, like seeing, like, you're playing music, and people are, like, dancing to it and, like, smiling, and it's just like, oh, you like my music, like. It's a good feeling, It's not just like, oh, yeah, here's this pretty girl,
Right,
I'm trying to impress
that's
you.
That's a part of it.
But not all of it.
Yeah. No, I think
when you're young and handsome like you guys, of course, it's a good thing to be honest. We admit it.
Yeah.
Of course.
I guess it really comes down to, like, we are trying to fit in a certain genre. Mm-hmm. We're trying to be a pop rock band from the United States that has, some sort of British influence with us. And a lot of that has a lot of the characteristics of like, oh, we got to talk about drinking, girls, partying, having fun, doing crazy things at night type mm-hmm. thing. But realistically, we're just a couple of guys just trying to play songs, trying to do something with our lives that, mm-hmm. you know, not a lot of people would get to do.
Making music that we love.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's great.
Exactly.
I mean, that's how about you?
I mean, I'm the same way. I play music, but I do a little bit of writing as well. And I don't know. This is my main artistic pursuit, but it's definitely like, you talk about like the mischief as being like a lowbrow reason to get into it, but there's something sort of like, universal about that I think mm-hmm. it's like, it makes it a little bit more noble maybe, mm-hmm. As an artistic, like a reason to make the art. So
that's
great. I think it's all good.
Because the mischief, that's been done before.
I mean,
how many people have trashed hotel rooms and broke their instruments on stage, you know?
Yeah.
That's old school. But you guys are refreshing. I like your sound. And would you do another song for us?
Yeah. Say You Love Me.
And you call me a liar, but I am not the one that's sneaking out tonight. And if I also you say you're not that high, and you should know that you're not the one that I want to see tonight. And you should be the one, oh, the one that remembers me, that remembers me. Do you love me? Do you love the way I cry when you're around? I wanna hear you say it. It's too late now. It's too late now. Laid down, but that's what she wants tonight. And I might drown thinking about if she's alright. And we should know that you're not the one that I want to see tonight. And you should be the one, the one that remembers me, that remembers me. Do you love me? Do you love the way I cry when you're around? Don't wanna hear you say it. It's too late now. It's too late now. Say you love me. Say you love me. Just say you love me. Joe, I think I love you. Don't say you love me. You don't love me. Say
live on the Voice of America, all the way from Charleston, South Carolina.
Thank you.
And so the tour still going on right now?
Yep. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
How's it been for some of you, your first tour, but how's it been for everybody?
So far, so good.
Yeah, so far, so good.
It's really fun. You know, it's our first time out in a lot of these cities, so, you know, we're still meeting new people, and the crowds, you know, are not quite as large as at back home or anything like that. But it's been really cool. You know, we've been meeting a lot of people, and we're hoping to sort of build the markets and build those communities.
And it's a big city tour too. I mean, Atlanta and Toronto, Canada. These
New York.
Wow.
It'll be my first time.
DC. So that's some big cities to play in.
Yeah, I've never been to like Atlanta or Charlotte or any of those cities. So it's like, it's kind of overwhelming, like seeing all the people and all the big buildings, man. But
at least it's not overwhelming for us, so we can calm
them down. They can calm me down. It's like, yeah.
And so how are you getting your music out to people as an independent band? What are you doing to, I mean, obviously you're here today, but beyond something like this, is it the social media thing? What seems to be the big way that you're pushing your music to people?
Definitely social media. Just Spotify, like all those online markets, streaming music. That's really what we're aiming to like improve. Once you get streamers and followers online, that turns into people who come to your shows. You know, so.
And ultimately, the goal's got to be an album, right? I think you're working on
We are. We have like 13 songs that are, you could say, basically done. I mean, we've got to go around and polish, make sure we like, you know, everything. It's just more of like trying to find the time and the funds to make the album. I mean, we have all the demos, but, you know, we want to put out like our best product. So
will it be like a GoFundMe type thing? Or
Honestly, that's not a bad idea.
That's not a bad idea.
I haven't thought of that.
You never thought of it. That's the way everybody's doing it these days.
I don't know. We were just like, let's work hard and save up the money.
Josh's dad pay for it.
Josh's dad. Josh's dad.
He bought a monitor, so the next thing you do is buy an album for you. But, that sounds great. Any time frame on the album?
We're hoping
2019.
2019, by the end of the year.
That kind of narrows it down.
Yeah. By the end of 2019.
Probably, yeah.
All right. And so any ideas on what you might call your debut album? That's got to be...
We've been talking back and forth about this.
Give us some of the ideas.
Beds are for sleeping.
Pretty much.
Beds are for sleeping.
I think we've kind of really dialed in for that one.
That's the one.
Yeah.
Beds are for sleeping. And end of the year. Now, when people want to find out when it's coming out, whatnot, where would they go? To your, obviously, your social media.
Honestly, social media. Instagram.
Instagram. Which is what?
Midnight Endeavor. Just look up Midnight Endeavor.
Yep. All right. And your website is?
Midnight Endeavor.
MidnightEndeavor.com.
Google us. Yep.
All right. Yeah. That's great. Well, you got one more song for us today?
Yeah, we do.
And what's this song?
Beds.
Yeah.
Kind of like maybe from the album title?
Yeah.
Beds.
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly. Wow.
Said I'm taking off your shirt tonight, and are your boyfriend still inside? You've got a problem with my friends, and I'm not dying to sleep with you, so let's just call it a night. Oh yeah, isn't that right? No beds for sleeping, love, if you don't mind. Am I sure you'll be keeping, love, if you don't mind? And yeah, you called me for a while ago, yeah, isn't that right? And if he saw me, would he smile? Oh yeah, isn't that right? Said I'm never gonna get it, that's why I wanna see it. Come on, take your shirt off. You've got a real nice tongue, oh baby's got a gun. Come on, let's just take your. You said I'm never gonna get it, that's why I wanna see it. Come on, take your shirt off. You've got a real nice tongue, oh baby's got a gun. Thank you. love, if you don't mind. Am I sure you'll be keeping love, if you don't mind? You've got teeth, you can see them, love, and they're all mine. My white sheets, you'll be seeing, love, if you don't mind. No beds for sleeping, love. Beds for sleeping, love. No beds for sleeping, love. Beds for sleeping, love.
Awesome. Midnight Endeavor. Awesome. Yes, what's the plan for the future, guys, for the rest of the year, other than the album coming out hopefully the end of the year? What's next? Now that the tour is kind of winding down.
Working on the album.
Yeah.
Working on the album.
Working on it.
Tour some more. Write some more. Record some more.
Play some more. Yeah.
All the stuff.
All of the above.
And once again, the website where people can go to find out about you guys.
MidnightEndeavor.com.
All right. Easy. Now, thank you guys for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Nice to meet you, and I'm looking forward to the album.
Yeah, man. Thank you.
Thank you, guys. Thanks for joining us. This is Border Crossings Midnight Endeavor in our studios. I'm Larry London. Thanks for watching. Thank you so much for listening to Border Crossings. Thanks to Vince, our producer, and Wagner, our engineer. And thank you for tuning in. My name's Larry London. I'll be back tomorrow with an hour of requests and dedications. So please join us once again right here on Border Crossings. This is the VOA1 Music Network.